T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police investigating a shooting. We have the story.
Coronavirus cases are spiking across the U.S. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Protesters gathered outside Mayor Brandon Whipple's home on Saturday. Find out what they were protesting coming up.
The Kansas Highway Patrol needs help from the public to identify a no-contact hit-and-run suspect. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A weak disturbance passing across central Kansas has given us a few isolated thunderstorms to the north. We could see a few more develop for us later on this afternoon. Our complete forecast just a few minutes away.
A shooting this morning in East Wichita. Around 12:40 a.m., police were called to Grove Street below Kellogg. Two males were hospitalized in critical condition. Police Sergeant Josh Hutchins on the scene.
We have a scene up on Kellogg, and we have a scene underneath here, underneath Kellogg on Grove, and we're just, at this point in the early stages, investigating to verify whether or not they're related.
Police diverted traffic on Kellogg where they found shell casings. No suspect information was immediately available.
Coronavirus cases are surging in at least 37 states in the U.S. As medical experts caution, the trend will continue going in the wrong direction if Americans don't start taking mask wearing and social distancing seriously. Fox's Christina Coleman has more on COVID-19 cases spiking across the U.S.
Cases in Florida rose by more than 10,000 since yesterday. Arizona is seeing its eighth consecutive day of record highs for COVID-19 hospitalizations. And Texas and Tennessee also recently shattered records for single-day increases in coronavirus. Tennessee is set to be under a state of emergency until August 29th because of the spike in cases. The order includes limits on social and recreational gatherings in some counties and urges employers to allow or require people to work remotely. Tennessee is one of more than three dozen states seeing a spike in COVID-19 infections right now. As of now, 20 states are pausing or rolling back reopening efforts, including California. The governor here ordering a stop to indoor dining in many counties for at least 3 weeks.
According to the New York Times, new cases during the past 2 weeks have gone up 89%.
Protesters who oppose a city ordinance requiring that masks be worn in public to prevent the spread of the coronavirus gathered outside Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple's home.
The Wichita City Council voted Friday to require masks in public. The ordinance requires people to wear masks where 6 foot social distancing is not possible. The roughly 8 protesters Saturday didn't wear masks and didn't meet the 6 feet social distancing guideline, which means they could have been fined $25. A nearby officer said police are choosing education over enforcement for now. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is looking for a silver pickup truck that injured a motorcyclist and his passenger during the July 4th weekend.
Officers say the silver pickup exited northbound I-135 to the Kellogg ramp around 2:35 p.m. Saturday, when, for an unknown reason, the driver slammed on the brakes, causing a 57-year-old driver of a motorcycle and his teenage passenger to make an evasive maneuver, causing them to lay over the motorcycle. Both occupants on the motorcycle were ejected, and the motorcycle came to rest on the outside of the shoulder. Both the driver and passenger on the motorcycle sustained minor injuries. If you are a witness to the accident, the Kansas Highway Patrol is asking you to contact them at 316-744-0451. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
the NBA is getting ready to resume its season, and teams are getting ready. We'll have those details coming up in sports.
Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says there are constitutional challenges with the face mask ordinance in Kansas. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, July 6th. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach tells KNSS News there are constitutional challenges with the face mask ordinances in Kansas.
So, yeah, I think there are multiple constitutional challenges. Also, Kelly's statewide order is a problem on a statutory basis. You are very familiar, I assume, with what the legislature passed in the first week of June. She goes way beyond that. And so I think there's likely to be a challenge, and I think she'll eventually lose.
Chris Kobach was our guest on the John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS.
Will a U.S. Supreme Court justice retire this year? More from Fox's David Spunt.
It's not often that a justice would retire with just a few months left until a presidential election. However, it's always possible. Justices, as you know, they're appointed for life. They can step down whenever they want during the term. Typically, when they do step down, Eric, it's normally right at the end of the term before they head in for their summer recess. Of course, we'll be watching, but court watchers say they don't expect any retirements this year.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in 8 cases before its term ends, including a couple of Electoral College disputes and a case concerning a federal ban on robocalls.
Multiple injuries reported when a tree fell down in a storm in Maryland.
It started out as a birthday party, but ended with an unimaginable surprise when storm clouds gathered over Pasadena, Maryland near Baltimore. Party guests moved into a detached garage for shelter. But then, the very quick-moving and brief weather event toppled a tree right onto the garage. First responders rushed to the area after the first 911 call Sunday afternoon and found 6 people still trapped in the garage amid the debris. All were taken out within 45 minutes, and 19 people were taken to hospitals. Other trees went down in the area during that storm, along with electric lines causing power outages. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And the East Kellogg Road Project, they've got a closing down there. Zelta Road closed for 2 months along Kellogg for pavement reconstruction there in the East Kellogg Project. And so watch out for that. Again, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and humid start to the work week, we could see a few isolated showers or a thunderstorm develop today, especially into the afternoon with a high 92. A pop-up thunderstorm possible this evening, then clearing overnight. Our low near 70, then sunny and heating up Tuesday with a high in the low 90s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour and 79 degrees. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you are ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:11, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted, we had a mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees yesterday. Normal high for the date, 92. Record for the date, 106. Set in the big heat wave of 1980.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, as Bill Roy pointed out a few minutes ago, watching fireworks Saturday night, the weather was pretty darn nice. I mean, it had been pretty toasty, but there was a little breeze, and it wasn't too bad.
Once the sun went down, it was fine.
Yeah.
Until then, it was pretty steamy.
It was pretty steamy, but yeah, then the fireworks showed up good, and yeah, we had a great time. Tokyo had its very own extraterrestrial fireworks display Thursday morning, followed by a sonic boom. Videos shared on social media show a massive green and purple flash light up the night sky. The International Meteor Organization says the light show came courtesy of a meteoroid, saying it was most likely weighing nearly 2 tons, carrying the source energy of 165 tons of TNT. Boy, that was quite a meteoroid there over Tokyo. How about that? 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, it's just, some people are taking a little time off. We took 3 days off, but Congress, when they take some time off, they are serious about their vacation. Should they be back there in Washington working on the issues? Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Congress is on recess until July 20th. That's when the Senate will be back the day after for the House. The House does have some virtual hearings next week on coronavirus, actually. And this comes as there's still stuff that needs to be done by the end of the month and very little time for it to get done. One of them is working out some kind of a deal on unemployment insurance. You know, the extra $600 is going away at the end of the month. Also, at the end of the month, eviction protection going away. So these were provisions under the CARES Act, which are expiring. The Congress was able to pass an extension of the Paycheck Protection Program, which was signed into law, so they don't have that on their plate. But then after they get back in July, they're only in for, several days, and then they're out for the August recess.
Okay, so they're not going to work too hard this summer. But like you said, the virus is having an impact on how they go about business. We hear about the pandemic legislation. We hear about this and that and the other. But are there pretty much routine bills that come up and there's a kind of an automatic rubber stamp and run them through on different parts of the government?
Well, sure. I mean, there are some rubber stamp kind of things. But if you look at funding the government, we know that they passed a two-year budget plan, which was cheered on Capitol Hill. But that all that money has to be appropriated by the end of September. And so if it isn't, then you're facing either a short-term, what they call a continuing resolution to keep the government open, or it's not outside the realm of possibility there could be a government shutdown. Say if maybe a Democrat wanted to attach police reform, or if they can't come up with an agreement on extension of the CARES Act, you could see a real showdown. And the last thing that President Trump wants on September, the end of September, heading into October, would be a government shutdown. I mean, that would be bad.
Well, and you reminded me there when you were speaking, this is an election year, and it's not only for President of the United States. There's probably some House and Senate seats up as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at a very tight race in Arizona between Martha McSally and Democrat astronaut Mark Kelly. Recent polling that I've seen shows him really far ahead. So there's some cases, you know, some races around the country that are tighter than others and more key than others. And Arizona is a state that's really in play this year. That's part of the reason why you've seen, the vice president went there last week, really trying to pay attention to some of these states that are in serious play.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And we appreciate your update there. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sullivan telling us about Congress on vacation. They're taking a lot of time off this summer. And who can blame them? They've been working so hard. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted. Ted, we have a new driver's license office opening up this week. It's at Kellogg and Tyler out on the west side, west of Side Pockets out there. And so you got another place you can get your DL.
Has there ever been one on the west side of town?
Yeah, hasn't there been one? Wasn't the one, well, there's one, is Twin Lakes DL? I can't remember. Yeah, Twin Lakes.
I guess you're right. I've kind of forgotten about that.
But you got those, you got the tag offices, you got the tag office over there on the west, is it Dave, Maple or Douglas on the west side. So, yeah, there are places to go, and you don't want to have to wait in line too long, right?
Nobody does. I don't know. Maybe there's some people that enjoy hanging out.
They got nothing to do all day. They sit there and play with their phone, you know? All right, coming up on 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. On this Monday morning, let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward on KNSS. Ted?
NASCAR action yesterday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Kevin Harvick was the winner yesterday. Kansas native Clint Bowyer finishing in 16th place. That was his 12th top 20 finish of the season. Bowyer is now in 13th place in the overall NASCAR standings. And still, we're 2.5 weeks out from NASCAR making a visit to the Kansas Speedway during this portion of its schedule. Well, after resisting for years, will one pro football team change its name?
The name of the Washington Redskins, which is offensive to Native Americans, has been the subject of media controversy for many years. In fact, in 2013, owner Dan Snyder told USA Today, "We will never change the name, never." But now the team is reconsidering. As first reported by ESPN, the Redskins put out a statement saying they will undergo a thorough review of the team's name in light of recent events around our country and feedback from our community. Now, Dan Snyder didn't just wake up and decide that he needed to change his position. He's under tremendous pressure in light of the nationwide protests after George Floyd's death. The D.C. officials have said if he wants to consider building a new stadium on the site of the old RFK Stadium, he has to change the name. FedEx, which sponsors the name of the current Redskins Stadium, strongly pressuring Snyder as well. It's hard to imagine he would go through this review and then stick with the name that many find offensive. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
The NBA is getting ready to resume its season by the end of the month. Team's getting ready.
The NBA is set to return to play at the end of this month, and the league has now released a schedule for scrimmages between teams in the week leading up to the restart. The scrimmage schedule begins Wednesday, July 22nd, with the Los Angeles Clippers facing the Orlando Magic. The scrimmages will see teams playing opponents in the opposite conference or ones they are unlikely to face in the first round of the playoffs. All three arenas at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex will be used, with anywhere between three and six scrimmages played per day leading up to the start of seeding games on July 30th. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
Of course, baseball and basketball and hockey all trying to get set to resume in a few weeks. Some players, though, opt out. Don't want to be part of this COVID-19 experiment in pro sports.
Okay.
And could more players forego the season? Here's Buster Olney, ESPN Major League Baseball insider.
There is an expectation that more players will drop out. Now, look, those test results we got on Friday, 1.2%, that provided a beachhead of hope around the game, and you heard that in talking with officials and with players yesterday. Guys were going through their workouts. They're doing their thing, but there's so much uncertainty. And we heard that from Mike Trout on Friday. We heard it from Buster Posey yesterday. And the fact that so many respected veterans now have decided to step away, I think will give players a clear opportunity to assess their own situation as to whether or not they're going to continue.
Of course, Kansas City Royals all-star catcher Salvador Perez among those testing positive. He's just now undergoing the start of a 14-day quarantine.
Okay.
Yeah.
An important player.
Every club's dealing with it in some way or another.
They are.
Happy birthday today to former Major League pitcher, former Wichita Wranglers pitcher, Omar Olivares, 53 today. Pitched for the Wranglers and won 12 games for Wichita in 1989. Then went on to pitch for 12 years in the big leagues, piling up 77 wins along the way with several Major League spots. Yeah, good pitcher. Omar Olivares, former Wrangler, 53 today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Why haven't Democrats fixed the nation's problems?
Why?
We're going to find out. Sean's going to tell us. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.